Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time and space that you're in. I'm recording right now. It's Wednesday, a little afternoon, about 12:30. And I'm in my own meditation. Sometimes I really like to share with you when I'm just finishing up my own regular daily meditation. And sometimes that doesn't happen until noon or 11 or whatever time. And so today I have especially on my mind, I've been thinking about you a lot. And you being anyone who listens to this recording, anyone who endeavors to go deeper into their own meditation practice. And I was thinking about you and I, and as meditators, what is our ultimate goal? And some days it seems like we really know what that is, and other days we don't really have an idea, aside from just perhaps a respite from daily noise, daily life. So I started to think about all the different styles of meditation. And certainly there are so many different traditions, so many different ways, so many different initial goals, which always change as we go along. There's open eye meditations, closed eye meditations, meditations with music and without, in the silence. Some people bark at you when they're leading a meditation. Some people are more calm. Seems like there are voices that are more well suited to lead a meditation, and some that are just naturally irritating. And to each person, it will be different. So just we can see just looking at those factors, a few out of very many, that there is so much variation in meditation. So it made me think, what am I doing in these weekly meditations that we share? And so I guess the best way I can say that is first, I seek to share with you what has really worked in my life to bring inner stillness, inner peace, and inner tranquility, especially in the midst of outer chaos. I think that's one of the main reasons that, or at least the main, one of the main things that I found through the practice of meditation is that no matter what's going on in the world, I can stay focused on my inner source, the inner well, what a lot of people call that God or higher self, spirit guide. So even in the midst of what seems like catastrophe in our world, it's possible to stay calm, because when we tap into that inner beingness, that is what the Fillmores called capital T truth, the truth of our being, which transcends even death. So in a way, when we meditate, we make friends with death and disease and inadequacy and where we fall short, and sometimes even more importantly, where we perceive others falling short. So I just kind of wanted to share a few of those things. Of course, I could talk for hours about meditation and all of these different factors, but I just wanted to share a little with you about why I share these with you and what I hope to accomplish together. And what I hope to accomplish together is true connection in spirit. So let's have that be our focus for today, a sort of intention. All right, with that, please get yourself in your meditation position. If you're seated in a chair or sitting cross-legged on the floor or sitting on the edge of a bed or whatever, if you can, try to have your spine straight. And of course, we have a natural curve in our spine, but what I mean is lifted of its own power. And just do the best you can with that. If you need, lean back in your chair or whatever. All right, and then we just come to the awareness of our physical body. Please take a nice deep inhale and let it go. One more, just like that. Big inhale This time at the top, if you can, hold it, squeeze up all of your muscles, and then let it go. Have as many as you wish. I call those clearing or cleansing breaths. And when you've had enough of those, go ahead and find yourself just calmly seated. Now we go to the breath. And this time, let's watch it at the tip of the nostrils. If you can, breathe in and out through your nose and watch the breath as it enters here and exits at the same place at the nostrils. Give everything else permission to simply relax and be as it is. And then with the attention remaining at the tip of the nostrils, try to observe your whole breath. Let it do what it just naturally wants to do. This in and of itself is a meditation practice, and it's a great way to always begin. Keep a thumb on the page of your breath, as if you were still aware of it. We're going to move on and check some other things out. And the first thing I'd like you to check out is where your shoulders are at. And don't move them, just notice where they're at. And then if you can, lift them up, bring them back, and drop them down. Soften your chest. And perhaps set the backs of your hands on your knees or on the arms of your chairs. And feel your heart space open. Now feel your breath expand into the space that you've created. Very nice. Let the steadiness of a deeper awareness stay focused on the breath, while even still bringing another kind of attention down into your tailbone. And imagine your tailbone rooted into the earth, and you might even feel a physical relaxing of the hips. And then quickly behind it, you may feel a relaxing of the internal organs. Literally invite the energy upward until it reaches the heart center, but behind your beating human heart, in front of your spine, a little epicenter of awareness. Now going back to our intention to connect to each other through spirit, what do you find here at your heart center? For our purposes today, imagine about 10 people listening at the exact same time to this. and attempt to reach out to them with your vibration. So it is not a personal connection, but a very impersonal connection with an intelligence all of its own. So I am connected to you, you are connected to me, and we are connected to each other as heart energy. Now we are always connected in this way. Now we are becoming aware of the connection and enhancing it through our intention. Now become aware of the Earth herself. If you can imagine the entirety of our planet, it is vast. And realize that we are made of carbon and water and material that is all found in the Earth as our physicalness. Realize again that through the breath, we are all connected as the air. It is in this simple realization that we become aware of the importance of how we think and feel about each other. So in this moment, all is forgiven and released. We simply let go to the presence of this beingness, sharing life with one another impersonally. Relax again through the heart area. And observe the breath now at the heart center, where it feels as if the heart center itself was doing the breathing rather than the nose and the lungs. And now with our intention of connecting through spirit, we invite the energy now that came up from the root into the heart, through each other, back to the self at the heart center. And we invite it up the spine, right into the spiritual eye, Christ consciousness. This is our spiritual connection, even more refined. Here, the mind becomes fertile. The thoughts become enlightened by a higher source of intelligence and knowing. This source is entirely safe, nurturing, and whole. Now the crown at the top of the spine is opened, and this divine life is coming into us, into our spine, our heart, our mind, our brain, and our cells. And filling us with divine life. And we are allowing it to happen. So after the next affirmation, we'll sit silently together for about 5 minutes. Through the presence of Spirit in me, I am connected to all of life, and I am safe, happy, and purely inspired by the love of God. I am love. If the mind tries to wander, bring it back to the simple thought, I am love. If you'd like to continue to meditate, simply pause the recording and play again when you're ready. All right. So now we begin to come back from a deeper meditation into a more humanness and feel your physical body. It's very interesting that we can leave the body in the way that we just have through consciousness and then enter it back again. And so as we do today, let's bring a hand up, place it flat on your heart center, and then another hand up flat on top of that one. See if you can feel that vibration. Maybe it's the vibration of your body, your heart, your breathing. Feel yourself as a physical, beautiful human being. You are a magnificent creation. No matter what you believe to be true about yourself, your life is a gift to the world, and no one can do what you do. So bring some of this love into yourself as awareness. Let yourself feel it and experience it as the truth of you. Your life is no accident. And so if you would like, join me in a vow to yourself, as I make a vow to myself, that today I choose to look upon the world with love. Though it is much easier to offer a judgment or a condemnation about what someone else is doing wrong, instead, I look deeper to find something to appreciate. Sending that energy, I am filled again with the Christ presence. I endeavor to look upon as much as possible today as if I were looking with the eyes of God, the eyes of Christ, and even the eyes of Jesus. Today I vow to myself to do better than ever before in some way, by transcending my own limiting beliefs about myself and about others. Instead, I see the world as a beautiful playground to be who I am. And so whatever that we gleaned from that, we feel it in the heart center. Let it radiate through the body as truth. And then we place our hands together at the heart center with the thumbs gently resting there on the sternum. We lift up a little taller through the spine, and we find something to be grateful for, whatever it is. An animal, a child, a grandchild, a partner, a sibling, a son, a daughter, the earth herself. We just take a moment to say thank you for this gift in my life. Thank you. Thank you. And so we'll end today with something kind of fun. We'll end with a Ho'oponopono prayer, a Hawaiian healing prayer. And you can just repeat after me if you'd like to say it. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And this prayer we can use in any situation where we need spiritual help. Thank you for being here today. It's been a pleasure to meditate with you. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.